Donald Kendall Adams. Mr. Adams, by virtue of the excellence of your work in fine arts during the year just closing, you have been awarded the Parker Nelson Scholarship, which entitles you to a year's study at the Langlois Academy in Paris. Therefore, it gives me at this time great pleasure to present to you, on behalf of the Committee on Awards, this well-earned prize.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Our radio play for today, The Masterpiece, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Ronald Kendall Adams is an earnest young artist, but he still finds time to counterbalance work hours with play hours. And so we find him with a friend, Jerry Dodd, sitting in the Café Petit in Paris.
Well, Ronnie, how's the daubing profession coming along?
Oh, pretty well, Jerry. I've done a few things.
But not the thing, huh? The, what do you call it?
The masterpiece?
Yeah, that's it, the masterpiece. You haven't dashed that off yet, huh?
Masterpieces, Jerry, my boy, masterpieces aren't just dashed off.
I stand, or rather, sit corrected. Since you're the only real artist I've ever known, Ronnie, my knowledge of the finer points of one of the finer arts is somewhat limited.
As is my knowledge of the technicalities of draperies and dry goods. All I know is that they come by the yard.
Yeah, and they come high this season. Take it from the man who buys them. Gee, it's great seeing you again, fella.
Same here, Jerry. I'm mighty glad I've had a little time to spend with you. If I'd found my model, the one I'm looking for, to sit for my masterpiece, you wouldn't have seen me, even with a telescope.
Same way with me at home. But this little visit to Paris gives me a breathing spell. Hey, boy, this is some joint, isn't it? One of the local hotspots, huh?
Oh, just like the ones back in New York. Something to make the visitors feel they're seeing the town.
You mean Paris isn't really like this all the time?
Well, of course not. We have our work to do. We don't wear black hats, capes, and flowing ties, and spend all night drinking. I'll tell you.
Oh, shucks. I thought you artist fellas raised Mary Kay night and day.
Sorry to disillusion you, old boy.
Well, I must admit I'm surprised to hear you're just like the rest of us. I thought... What? Why, the dirty dog. Excuse me, Ronnie. I'm going to teach that fellow how to treat a lady.
Where are you going, Jerry?
Look, he's done it again.
Done what? Who?
That fellow with a cap over one eye and a handkerchief around his neck instead of a collar. He's thrown that dance partner of his to the floor twice. Get up and push her out.
Here, hold on, Jerry. That's part of the act.
Huh? The act?
Oh, they're a past dancers, entertainers here at the cafe. They do this twice a night.
Look here, Ronnie. You mean to say... Look, he just pushed her down again. You mean to say glares her and throws her around just to entertain the children?
Georgia.
Well, I'll be a son of a gun. You think he really meant to beat her up the way they dance? Just look at him.
You look at him, Jerry. I've seen all the Apache dances I care to. They're all alike. Now, I'm more interested in that schoolmom from Kansas over there. The one sitting bug-eyed, not missing a thing.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't she? With those horn-rimmed glasses on a halter of ribbon. Hey, I'll just make a memo sketch of her on this envelope. She might come in handy sometime.
Oh, boy, she sure is a beauty.
She's what? Say, where are you looking?
That's at a past girl. Look. Look, they're dancing over this way, or rather, he's throwing you this way.
I say, she is lovely.
Look out, Ronnie. Oh, boy. When that fellow threw that knife and pretended to stab her, I thought that gal was going to land right in your lap.
He has.
What do you mean?
She's just what I'm looking for, Jerry. I'm going to have her pose for my masterpiece. Tired,
Rosette? No, monsieur. I am only sleeping.
Why
should I get tired?
Well, posing sometimes makes the muscles ache. Well, that's what my models usually tell me.
Oh, your models. They should try doing the Apache Jaco for one evening. Then they would learn what aching muscles are.
Just turn your head a little more this way, Rosette.
Okay.
That's it. Now hold that. Hold it. So, you think posing is easy work, eh?
Well, compared to dancing, you may not think it, but there's a great difference between sitting on a muscle and falling on it.
Having seen your act, I know what you mean. No, don't move your head.
How much longer will it take to see me for 50 years?
Ah, you are getting time.
No. But I mean, how many times more shall I come here to Monsieur's studio?
Trying to figure out how many more francs you can count on, are you?
Monsieur would laugh at me if he knew why I asked.
No, indeed, Rosette. Monsieur will not laugh. Why do you ask?
Because Monsieur seems so kind to me. You do not beat me.
Well, I should hope not. Who does?
Jaco.
Your partner?
Oui.
Why?
There are some men, Monsieur, get pleasure from hurting others and watching them suffer. Jaco is that kind.
Oh, the dog. And he really means to throw you to the floor in your dance?
Oui, Monsieur.
And I thought it was part of the act.
The only time I'm free from Jaco is when I am here, posing for you, Monsieur.
Well, no wonder you want to know how much longer I'll be painting you. Well, Rosette, like the father of my country, I cannot tell a lie. I shall be finished in just a minute or two.
Forever?
Whatever. Or rather, until the next picture.
Oh, and then perhaps you will give me more freedom?
Oh, of course I will, Rosette. You're my favorite model.
Oh, merci, Monsieur. You are my favorite painter.
Well, then we're even. And there you are, in oils. My masterpiece.
Oh, merci?
Certainly. Come here and tell me what you think of it.
Oh, Monsieur.
Like it?
Oh, it is beautiful. It's just as I look like that.
Rosette, Monsieur didn't do you justice. Say, look here. I finished sooner than I expected. What do you say we celebrate?
Celebrate? Why?
Well, you're going to bring me luck. I've got a hunch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look. You don't have to be at the cafe until tonight.
No.
I'll call up Jerry, break my luncheon date with him, and we'll go to, Luna Park, take in all the rides and sideshows. We'll eat popcorn, buy balloons, and take a few shots at the clay pigeons. What's the old sharpshooter?
You knocked me to jump backwards.
Pretty good shot, eh?
Oh, Monsieur, I see again.
No, thanks. I think I'll stop while I'm at the peak of my career as a marksman. Come along, Rosette. What are we taking next?
That.
The roller coaster?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Have you room for two, Monsieur?
And oui, Monsieur.
Well, here's your money, Monsieur.
Merci.
In you go, Rosette.
Oh, here we go, Monsieur.
Having a good time?
Oh, oui, Monsieur. Merci, beaucoup. Oh, I'm having, how you say, the time of my lifetime.
So am I.
Oh, look how high we are going. At least everyone looks down there.
Well, maybe I'd better put my arm around you, just so you won't fall out.
Ah, maybe you have, Monsieur. I fall so easy.
There. How's that? Comfortable?
Oh, very.
Well, I think so, too.
Oh, here we go, Monsieur. Hold on tight.
Don't worry, Rosette. I will. I thought so, too. You know, come to think of it, this is the first time I've had my arm around you, Rosette.
I know that, Monsieur. Only too well.
You do? Say, you and I have a couple of things to talk over.
We have? What?
You and me. Come over here.
Oh, on the carousel?
Well, since you've got me going round in circles, the merry-go-round is the logical place for this discussion.
Monsieur, Mama Gail.
Quickly, Rosette, jump on. Now.
Now, what?
Well, it's a case of where have you been all my life, I guess. You know, it's funny. A fellow can have a treasure right under his nose every day and never realize it.
Oh, you are dead, Monsieur. Why, Monsieur, you said you must even know your first name.
Ronald.
Oh,
Ronald.
That is a lovely name.
Oh,
who was that calling to you?
Oh, I don't know. I'll see him when we come around to him again.
Are you not interested, you know?
I'm not interested in anything but you, darling.
Oh,
there
he is, that young man called.
What
are you waiting at, you?
Why, it's Jerry Dodd. Jerry! Hi, Jerry! Why, he's a friend of mine.
Oh.
He took me to the cafe the night I first saw you, Rosette.
Oh, he's a friend of mine, too.
Hi, Jerry!
Good morning.
Oh, why, is he talking about me?
I guess he's just discovered you're the girl who did the Apache dance. I told him we had a date to come here. Good old Jerry. A little late, but he gets there.
Oh, the carousel is slowing down. Oh, Mr.
Connor. Yes, well, we'll find out what's on Jerry's mind and send him on his way. Watch your step getting off.
Oh.
Well, here's Jerry now. Hiya, fellow. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mommy.
This girl is being caught by that villainous dancing partner of hers. Before you two leaving together.
Oh, you're McFly. Merci beaucoup, Mr. Arnold. Oh, I had such a lovely time with you. Au revoir. Au revoir.
Rosette. Rosette, wait. She's gone. Hang it, Jerry. Why did you have to scare her off?
I'm sorry, Ronnie, but that dancing fellow was making all kinds of threats. I thought it best to warn you. Here.
Where are you heading?
To find Rosette. Wait. She's gone back to the cafe. You don't know where she's gone.
You're right, Jerry. I guess we'll just have to wait and see her at the cafe tonight.
Thought she'd be here for a dance, Ronnie. Cheer up.
I hope so. I must see her. If anything happens to her, I'll never forgive myself.
Oh, quit worrying, will you? Nothing's happened to her.
You don't know that partner of hers. The way he treats her.
Well, that's just an act. Well, you told me so yourself the first night we came here.
I was wrong, Jerry. It's no act.
No, he really pushes her around?
Yeah. Heaven knows what he may do to her.
Hey, wait a minute. There's her music.
Yes, but they're not here.
Well, maybe that. Wait, here they come. See? Look, she's all in one piece. I told you there wasn't any danger.
He's walking through and looking over this way. I wonder what he's saying.
Who is your role up there? Take you from me, eh? We shall see about that.
What are you going to do, Yago?
Wait until the end of the dance.
You will see. You will
see. Oh, I suppose he's making some wisecrack about us being here. Well, he can't do anything to her right in front of all these people.
I guess you're right, Jerry. After the dance, we'll get her to sit with us and then take her safely out of here.
Hey, look, they're going into the finish of their dance.
Yes, and they'll end it right here in front of us, just like they did the first night we saw them.
Ronnie, look up for his knife. You said Rosette for Ronnie. He meant it for you. Yeah, bring her right this way. In him here.
Rosette. Oh, my poor darling.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Ronnie. Thank
you, mon Dieu. Oh, my dear. You took the blow that was meant for me.
That is all right, Miss Lorna. I have taken so many blows. From Jacques. One more does not matter.
But you're badly hurt.
No. I am in no pain. Do not breathe.
Why doesn't that doctor come?
Do not excite yourself, Mr. Tommy. Nothing can be done for me. I know it. Do not let them hurt Jacques.
Hurt him? I'd like to kill him.
No, no, Mr. Tommy. I'm so happy you are safe. This is what you call luck, huh?
Luck?
That is luck. You see how it brings you. You'd have been hunted.
Oh, I didn't know it was to be so costly, darling.
I have had such happy hours because of you, Miss Lorna. Oh, Father, and I thank you.
Was that, darling? Oh, you mustn't die. You must live. You hear? You must live.
Oh, Miss Lorna. I tell you, for you, in your masterpiece,
be sure to read the details of how a model repaid the artist who befriended her. The story will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It will be found under the title, Artists, Models, Starving in Paris Studios. This is Wentworth announcing, and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.
Party room 2703.
Good morning.
Yes, sir?
What can we do for you, sir?
I want a nice room where it's quiet and not too high.
Oh, yes, sir. We have just what you want right here. Just sign the register, please, sir. Front. Show Mr. Anthony Millbrook, sir. Boy, show Mr. Millbrook to room 1046.
Today's radio play, Love Forever, is based on a most unusual story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Broadway Hotel. Mr. Tuckerman, thank you. I'm meeting Mr. Tuckerman.
Good morning, Millie.
Good morning, Tommy. Broadway Hotel. The manager, thank you. I'm ringing the manager. Well, how's the boy detective this morning?
Oh, I see, Millie. You think it's like having leprosy to want...